www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Ya Aba Sufyan, O Yusuf, O Muhammad, O Imran, whoever it may be, قد جئتكم بكرامة الدنيا والآخرة. I have brought the way of life. My day, my night, my example. I have brought the way of life that not only will guarantee you the upper echelon of paradise and Jannah, it will give you the dignity and honor of this world also. And Allah cautions this ummah 14 centuries ago in the Quran. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُقَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. That O my Nabi, warn them, caution them, that if they will turn their backs on your way of life, if they will turn their backs on your way of life, then they will become a target for fitna, tests, trials, tribulations in this world. And still if they will not heed, still if they will not make tawbah, then Allah protect us. Allah says they will have to face a terrible punishment in the hereafter. We have to come back to the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Allah's sunnah that is controlling this world. Hadith al-Qudsi. In a hadith al-Qudsi, the sunnah and the system of Allah is explained. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating the words of Allah. And let us understand, I am digressing, Allah does not deviate from His sunnah. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate from His sunnah. My Nabi said that Allah says, إِنِّي إِذَا أُطِعْتُ رَضِيتُ وَإِذَا رَضِيتُ بَعَثْتُ وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَةِ نِهَايَةٍ. Allah says that when I am obeyed, then I become happy. And when I become happy, I send down my barakat and my blessings. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَةِ نِهَايَةٍ. And there are no limit to my blessings. One was a period of time, if you look at the financial circumstances of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their homes were empty, they were hungry. There was no food. Sahaba had stones tied to their stomachs. Arduous labor, they were digging the khandaq, the trench, in the boiling heat of the desert. What was the jazba? What was the zeal in the heart? نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا. We are that Jamaat and that group that has taken the oath of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as long as there is breath in our body, we will strive in the way of Allah. That was the zeal in the heart. Sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he lifts up his kurta. One stone is tied to his stomach to suppress hunger. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up his mubarak kurta. وَبَطْنُهُ مَرْبُوتَةٌ بِحَجَرَيْنِ. He mentions the riwayat that two stones were tied to the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi, Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, observes this, becomes worried, rushes home, says to his wife, this is the condition of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we have anything in the house? He said, there's only one baby goat. If you slaughter it, it will be sufficient food for three or four people. Extend an exclusive invitation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahabi comes, whispers in the ears of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, there is dawah at my home, bring one or two people with you. Contrary to his expectation, what is the response? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up, Ya Ahl al-Khandaq. O Sahaba of Khandaq, there is armed dawah in the home of Jabir. Food for three or four people, invitation extended to over 1,000 in number. His worry rushes home to his wife, relates what has occurred. However, my respected brothers and sisters, every home of Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the markaz of Iman. The effort of Iman was taking place in every home. What is the reaction of this woman? What does she say, the wife of Jabir? She says, tell me what happened. When her husband relates to her what had occurred, she said that the one that issued the invitation is responsible. We have nothing to worry about. I'm cutting the incident short, time is very limited. Allah Rasul expected them to prepare the food in a certain way. Himself, he blew into the pot. 10 by 10 Sahaba came, they ate with their stomach full. The entire army of Khandaq there. And still the pot was full. This month is mashur, well known, there is an addition. There is an addition that not ordinary scholars of the caliber of Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned the riwayat narrated by Malik bin Sinan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then after everyone had eaten, The bones remained. Allah Rasul Sassam came to the pot. He read something and he blew in the pot, and all of a sudden the baby goat came alive. Jabir carried the animals back into the house. The wife was shocked. Where did the kid, the baby goat, come from? He responded and he said, this is the barakah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone asked Jabir, how many people ate? The food was sufficient for 4 or 5 people. How many people ate? He said, we were 1500 in number, but by the qasam of my Allah, لو كنا مئة ألف لكفانا, if we were 100,000 in number, then to the food would have been sufficient. The history of Islam is replete with such incidents of barakat and blessings. Allah says, when I am obeyed, I become happy. When I become happy, I send out my barakat and my blessings, and there are no limits to my barakat and my blessings. وَإِنِّي إِذَا أُسِيتُ غَضِبْتُ وَإِذَا غَضِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ الْهُنْسِ. On the other hand, conversely, Allah says, when I am disobeyed, when I am disobeyed, I become angry. When I become angry, I send out my la'nat and my curses. And my la'nat and my curses will span 7 generations. For more than 200 years, this ummah is sinking lower and lower and lower. In a morass of degradation, difficulty, hardship, persecution, the like of which has never been seen in the annals of history of Islam. Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, my respected brothers and sisters, listen with the ears of Iman. They're not here to be entertained, listen with the ears of Iman. My Nabi, 14th century ago, what did he say? He said, إِذَتْ تُخِذَ الْفَيْنُ دُوَلَىٰ وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَىٰ وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمَىٰ وَتُعَلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ وَأَطَعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَأَقْوَمَهُ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ وَسَادَ الْقَبِيلَةَ فَاسِقُهُمْ وَكَانَ زَعِيمُ الْقَوْمِ أَذَلُهُمْ وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةُ شَدِّهِ وَشُرِبَتْ الْخُمُورُ وَلُبِسَتِ الْحَرِيرُ وَلَعَنَ آخِرَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. He said, when 15 things become apparent in my ummah, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دُوَلَىٰ, he said, when the wealth will be disproportionately distributed, there will be a few people in whose hands majority of the wealth will be and the masses will be deprived. Ulama say that in this is ishara, indication to an economy that is based on riba and interest. Because wherever there is riba, there must occur a disproportionate distribution of wealth. He said, when the ruling classes will misappropriate the wealth of the masses, when amanatdari and trustworthiness will no longer remain in ummah, when it comes time to doing the deal, the person is smiling, is like a sheep. When it comes time to deliver on his promise, the same sheep becomes a wolf. You can't even recognize that it is the same person. Promises are made with absolutely no intention whatsoever to fulfill them. He said, Zakat is the ishara, indication to the commands of Allah. The commands of Allah will be carried out as if they are a burden. He said, Zakat will be considered to be a tax. The knowledge of deen will be acquired for worldly purposes. Voices will be raised in the masjid. The members of the masjid, instead of propagating peace and unity, will become the cause of causing disunity and breaking up of ties in the ummah. Arguments will take place in the masjid. He said, men will honor their wives, look down upon their mothers. One was a period of time, Sahabi is leaving his house, not going in the path of Allah, he's going to the marketplace. The wife will call out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَسْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger, I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. One was that period of time. Another is this period of time. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُغَالِ اللَّهُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time will come upon my ummah, they will not care where the wealth is coming from. Whether it is halal or haram will not even be a consideration. The only purpose and goal will be the fulfillment of the prophets, fulfillment of the needs and desires, keeping up with the James and Jones of society. Like one brother puts it nicely, he says, we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Relentless rat race, taking down the dunya. He said, the men of my ummah will become obedient to their wives, disobedient to their mothers. In an ummah whose master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that may the curses of Allah descend upon that person. He was rahmatul lil alameen, he was a mercy, head to toe. He was the source of absolute compassion and kindness. Yet what did he say? May the curses of Allah descend upon that person whose parents, both of them or one of them, flower into old age in front of them, in front of him. And he fails to earn Allah's jannah by serving those parents. In such an ummah, how do old age homes come into existence? How is it that the wife, the queen in the main house, the mother in the outhouse, eking out whatever little remains of her existence in abject misery, without even the courage to voice her own pain in front of her own offspring, for fear of the retribution that she will receive? He said, the youngsters of my ummah will honor their friends, look down upon their fathers. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one youngster goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he lays a complaint. What is his complaint? He says, Ya Rasulullah, on occasion, my father uses my wealth without my permission. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends to his father, elderly man, he's hurt my own son, my own offspring complained about me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Back bent over, walking with a scarf. Arabs, poetry was an intrinsic part of their nature, inseparable. Such is the level of his hurt, he gives expression to it in the form of a few couplets, which he doesn't mention to anyone, he forms it in his heart. Before he can reach the majlis of Rasulullah, Jibreel has already come. Then, O my Nabi, when the Sahabi comes, ask him to tell you what were the words that he formed in his heart. As any person, he comes to Rasulullah, the Sahabi says to him, tell me what were the words that you formed in your heart. He's shocked. Wallahi, la yazalu Allahu yaziduna bika yaqeenan ya Rasulullah. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, Allah continues to increase our yaqeen and conviction that you are definitely with me. Shay'an qultuhu fi nafsi ma sami'atu udhunaya. He says, it was something I said in my heart, my own ears didn't hear it. Are you saying that Allah is heard it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes, tell me what were those words that you formed. He said, غَزَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تُعَلُّ بِمَا أَجْنِي عَلَيْكَ وَتُنْهَلُ وَإِذَا لَيْلَةً ضَاقَتْكَ بِالسَّقْمِ لَمْ أَبِثْ لِسَّقْمِكَ إِلَّا سَاهِرًا أَتَمَلْمَلُ كَأَنِّي أَنَا الْمَتْرُوكُ دُونَكَ بِالَّذِي تُرِقْتَ بِهِ دُونِي فَعِينِي تَهْمَلُ تَخَافُ الرَّدَى نَفْسِي عَلَيْكَ وَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ وَقْتٌ مُؤَجَّلُ فَلَمَّا بَلَغْتَ السِّنَّ وَالْغَايَةَ الَّتِي إِلَيْهَا مَدَى مَا كُنْتُ فِيكَ أُؤَمِّلُ جَعَلْتَ جَزَائِي غِلْظَةً وَفَظَاظَةً كَأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْمُنْعِمُ الْمُتَفَضِّلُ فَلَيْتَكَ إِنْ لَمْ تَرَ حَقَّ أُخُوَّتِي فَعَلْتَ كَمَا الْجَارُ الْمُجَارُ يَفْعَلُ فَأَوْلَيْتَنِي حَقَّ الْجِوَارِ وَلَمْ تَكُنْ عَلَيَّ بِمَالٍ دُونَ مَالِكَ تَبْخَلُ. Wallah, my respected brothers and sisters, it is impossible in any language to translate, to do justice to the translation of what this elderly sahabi said. But the crux of what he said, he said, oh my son, from a young age I nurtured you. In order to give expression to your hopes and your desires, I sacrificed my own desires. In order for your hopes and aspirations to be fulfilled, I toiled in the boiling heat of the desert. If you would not sleep, I would not sleep. If you would not eat, I would not eat. When you became ill, it was as if I became ill with you. I stood at your bedside and I cried out to my Allah, let him not die, let him not die, whilst I knew that death could only come upon its appointed time. And then what happened? Oh my son, youth caused your flower to bloom, whilst old age caused my flower to ebb. Youth caused you to be filled with abundance and strength, while old age sapped my energy and caused my bones to become frail and bent. In this moment of dependence and need, I stretched my hand out to you, asking for some assistance. Yet you reacted with such harshness and such arrogance that it appeared to me as if my entire life was a lie, and that you had brought me up and I had not brought you up. Oh my son, if you could not have been a son to me, at least you could have been a neighbor to me, because a neighbor to some extent considers the life of his neighbor. Like rain droplets, the tears were falling down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he heard the heartrending words of the Sahabi, and he turned to that youngster, caught all of him by his collar and said, "Get away from my majlis. Anta wa maluka li abika. You and your wealth belong to your father." Wa ata'a rajul imrat wa anta an adna sabiqahu wa aqsa'ahu. He said, the youth of my ummah will honor their friends, look down upon their fathers. Relationships will be formed, not for deeply purposes, but for worldly motivations. The leaders of society will become the worst judges of society. People will be idolized, looked up. Look around us. Look around us. Who are we idolizing? Youngsters for Jummah Salah, wearing t-shirts and blazers with what type of personalities? Inviting towards what? People who every day is in sharab and every night is in jinnah, being idolized. He said, the youth of my ummah will begin to imitate males will imitate females will imitate males. That is the ishara of the hadith. Musical instruments will become the order of the day. Youngsters driving around with fast cars, woofers, subwoofers, tweeters, music blaring. Why don't we consider what will happen if an accident occurs? What will happen if you have to die in that condition? What is the name of your hashad in the court of Allah? He said the last section of this ummah will curse the first section of this ummah. That was the camel age, this is the space age. We are enlightened thinkers. Islam is a contemporary religion. Allah Rasulullah said, when these 15 things become apparent in my ummah, فَلْيَلْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَلْفًا وَآيَاتٍ مُتَتَابِعَاتٍ كَنِظَامٍ بَانٍ قَدْ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعَ. He said, when this happens, then wait for earthquakes, wait for tsunamis, wait for red winds to blow, wait for the tide of aggression to turn against the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, wait for signs of the warnings of Allah, and how when a necklace breaks, tuck, one by one, the first four like that, one calamity upon another calamity upon another calamity. This ummah, by its own hand, my respected brothers and sisters, has signed a writ and declaration of war with Allah. Open, flagrant violation of the commands of Allah. Masjids are empty. The homes of the ummah, no sign of sunnah, no sign of deen. Allah says in His Quran, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. In this world, we will make you taste a small azab. Whatever is going on, my respected brothers, is still a small azab compared to the azab of Akhir. Allah has not forsaken us. Allah loves us. A mother, despite the love that she has for a child, sometimes she will beat the child. Sometimes she will tension the child. She has love. But despite that, وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْعَلَىٰ. There are no comparisons, or parables with Allah. Allah says, we will make you taste the small azab before the big azab of the hereafter. Why? Not because Allah has forsaken you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Him. So that you knock the door of Tawbah. Halat and conditions are a wake-up call. What is the direction of my life? How much have I drifted away from the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Understand, my respected brothers and sisters, there is a day that is coming. There is a call that is coming. Whether you are white, whether you are black, whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are American, African, Australian, Chinese, whoever you may be, wherever you may be, whether your bank balance has 8 digits in it or whether it doesn't have a single digit, will count for nothing in that court. There will only be one criteria in that court, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How close was your life to the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much did you bring alive and legacy with Allah? When Allah speaks of His Nabi in the Quran, what does Allah say? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا. If you look at this expression, the ma is nafi, negation, illa is istisna. In Arabic language, in one sentence, when nafi and istisna come together in one sentence, it creates the meaning of absolute exclusivity. That we have sent you has nothing, except rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy for this entire alam. Head to toe you have the mercy. This legacy of rahmat and mercy of Muslim was supposed to permeate not only for 14 centuries ago, it was supposed to transcend the boundaries of race, creed, color, nationality in the form of this ummah emulating his way of life so that we also become a rahmat and a mercy to those around us. Instead of that, what is the direction that we are going? My respected brothers, halat and conditions, as I mentioned earlier, this is a wake-up call for us. Come back to Allah. Come back to the masjid. Knock the door of Tawbah. Knock the door of Tawbah. Turn back to Allah. Understand that the clock of our life is ticking. The clock of our life is ticking. Make some preparation. Make some preparation that on the day of judgment, when we want to receive Dami Kosa from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us have some excuse that, ya, oh my beloved Nabi, in the age when the janazah of your sunnah was coming out of the home, in the age when every command of Allah was being broken, at that time I did something, some qurbani, some sacrifice, something we did that we show our allegiance and our reverence and our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is Allah's sunnah, Allah's system. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will never change the condition of a people until they themselves do not change. Tafirru ila Allah. Come back to Allah. Come back to the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala gives you a prayer to the Rasulullah.
Takbir. Zakat.